podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Everybody and welcome to For the Love of Bomb and Grab podcast in back again for Team Sheet Tantrum. It seems like it's been bloody forever since we've been here, but delighted to be back as Villa make the trip to Elland Road for Aston Villa versus Leeds. 4:30 kickoff, and I'm delighted to be joined once again by my own mucker, Paddy, here to go through the team sheet. I haven't looked at Twitter for more than 18 seconds today, but it seems to be a blast with potential lineups and so on and so forth. And I just don't believe any of them. Paddy, have you been looking at Twitter? Have you been looking at any social media? Thank you. I haven't been today.
No, I've been cutting the grass and doing other chores that needed to be done while it was dry. So I'll make up my own mind when in 9 minutes' time we look at the real team. But before we start, we're all going to get hot under the collar over a game of football, and there's nearly 200 people after dying in a match today. So let's put that in perspective.
Where was that, Paddy? I genuinely have, this is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, really? In Indonesia today, there was a tragedy at a football match. So that's 200 people that went to a game that are never coming home. So stay safe, everybody. Today it's a tough one to take when you're reading news like that, because we all regularly go to sporting occasions and you never in your wildest dreams think that would happen. So thoughts are with their families.
Absolutely. You know, that is some shocking news. And as I say, genuinely had not heard of that. I've been disconnected from everything today. So let's hope that nothing like that happens ever again. But Leeds versus Aston Villa, Elland Road. And there has been lots of permutations, Paddy. I think it's fair to say that those permutations are vast, and that they are... we even said it in the pre-match, whereby everybody had their own preferred back four. And realistically, usually it was, I want this person changed in midfield, or I want that person changed in midfield, or whatever. But the back four seems to be the flavour of the month. And we've seen things like Ashley Young be moved to the left. We've seen Chambers playing right back. We've seen Chambers playing centre half. We've seen three at the back. I've seen tons of them in the build up to this game today. But Paddy, I think we're going to go back that we may be very well be wrong, but this, I would be very upset with Steven Gerrard if he doesn't go with a natural left back at left back, which is Ludvig Augustinsson. The right back that we have been playing for the last two games, and Ashley Young at right back, and then Kanzan Mings are a variation of whatever two natural centre halves are going to be playing in there. This is not the time to get smart and to be the smartest man in the room. This is the time to play the person that is the left back at left back, the person that's been playing right back against Man City and Southampton at right back, and take it from there, because this could go south very quickly against this Leeds team. They've either been boom or bust in this league so far this year. And I certainly don't want them to go boom at Elland Road today against us.
And look, the form has been quite similar to us. I think they're a point ahead of us in the league. These are the games we have to go and win. There's no excuses here. Regardless of whether it's a home or away game, we have to be beating those teams who are deemed to be in and around or below us. I'd accept nothing but 3 points today. I'm expecting 3 points today, and I'm expecting to put out a team worthy of winning those 3 points today. We need to hurt them. We need to hurt them early, hurt them often, and we can't be putting up with players playing out of excuses. It'll be Augustinsson, it'll be Young, and then whichever of the two he decides to go at centre half is what I'd be picking.
Sorry, in a moment of levity, I just got one of the comments here, and I had a laugh as I was looking down through the comments expecting team news and team names and stuff that was happening on Twitter. And Sean Green, this is a genuine lol moment for me. John says, I'll stick my neck out with a prediction, no idea of the result, but I bet our brand of football will be shite, but up to I don't know why that tickled me just there. I don't know why it did, but that would be Paddy, take over and have to get the fit.
Well, I'll take over a little bit and give a shout out give a shout out to our marvelous villains women team who came with a late goal and beat Man United on the penalties yesterday. Thanks for reminding us, Michael Huggins. Great result for them. Great result for Villa fans everywhere, because as we know, no matter who the Claret and Blue are playing, if they beat Man United, it makes us all very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the Man United women's team are absolutely no mugs. Nor were the Man City women's team. Nor were the Leicester women's team. This Villa women's team, these guys are after catching lightning in a bottle with a whole, almost a big turnaround of attacking talent, should I say, within this team. And once again, I'm not going to sit here and gaslight everybody that I'm an aficionado in this, but it's really exciting. And look, I've no problem jumping on a bandwagon, specifically when it's got AVFC written on the side of it, or Aston Villa, or Prepared, or whatever kind of slogan you want from this club written on the side of it. That's a bandwagon I'm willing to jump on and ride all the way to the top, because Jesus knows. We need a bit of positivity and we need a bit of success within this club. And if it comes from the Aston Villa Tiddlywinks team, we should all be shouting it from the absolute rafters. So well done. Well done to Carlo Ward, and well done to our team. Unbeaten start this season. And the longer that can continue, look, the better. Absolutely the better. Anybody got any? You're asking me for my shirt. I don't have a shirt on. I don't have a shirt on underneath this, but I did grab something because I was conscious that I've been not wearing the colours in these team sheet tantrums previously. So this is as close. Well,
Neil, you've let the side down, and I'm happy to report that I wore my shirt today that I got money off through our link with Fanatics. So those of you out there can currently get 30% off the home, away, or third kit if you
There you go. Sorry. I'll flash it up again there, guys. I didn't make a... Paddy, if you want to talk about it, I'll make a little video of that, and then we can put it up and talk over it as well. See, we're exceedingly professional here. Go on, Paddy. Tell everybody about how great that is.
In times where people, we don't have the disposable income we used to have, it's lovely to get that 30% off, and I think everybody is recognising that fact, and I would imagine the sales of short and other memorabilia are down at the moment, so you can help our podcast and you can help the club by purchasing us a short through Neil's link, which he's frantically trying to put together there. That will get you 30% off.
It's actually in the notes for this, for the team sheet tantrum today. As I say, the big thing, look, whatever about helping us to the podcast, the big thing is the 30% off Villa merch. We're coming close to Christmas. I know I shouldn't be saying that when we haven't been past Halloween, but the reality of it is quicker and quicker and faster every year that these things Christmas.
And the reality is that a reduction like this will not be available so close to Christmas. So get it while you can.
Exactly. We're coming close to the team sheet. And I meant to say this is going to be a bridge team sheet tantrum today. I'm going to need to leave shortly enough after the teams are announced. But as I say, look, we'll deal with that bridge when we get to it. I want to see what these teams are, and then we will discuss them briefly. And Ben, good for you. Ben, B6 Ben, if you aren't following B6 Ben on Twitter or on YouTube, please subscribe to his channel as well. Himself and his dad, everybody, you know him already. And you know Kieran as well. Kieran survived jumping out of a plane only a couple of weeks ago. And he now gets to go to his 30th ground with his son. And look, that once again, Paddy, we started off with some bad news about football today and about some football fans who won't come home. You know, spending this time with family and so on at football matches is what it's all about. So deadly stuff to both you, Kieran, and to Ben. And I talk about spending time with family as I can see my little daughter coming in the door here into my podcasting boudoir. I don't know if she's going to make an appearance, but you might be able to hear her there.
Also, a shout out to the 140 odd people who are watching us now and not watching the Manchester Derby. Erling Haaland has just added a third to make it 5-1. So just in case you missed it, we'll update you.
City minus 3 and City minus 2. Anyway, sorry, we shouldn't be talking about that. It's not responsible. so we're less than a minute away from the team sheet. I am very energized for this team sheet today. And look, it might be performative. I'm not 100% sure, but I could be deflated in about 45 seconds time when this team sheet is announced. But
I won't be deflated in 45 seconds. I'll be deflated maybe in a couple of hours. But we got to go into this hopeful. We haven't played a game in over 2 weeks. Leeds haven't played in 29 days.
That's a long time.
We got to hope that we go on. Catch some cold and go and win this and win it well. And I will accept nothing less than 3 points regardless of who Steven Gerrard puts out there at should be happening anytime now.
I think I'm the same. I'm still expecting 3 points regardless as I try.
There, if you load that now, it's there. There.
Bing, here we go. So we have our team in that horrible third jersey, which I actually purchased last night. I mean horrible because of the fact that we never win in it. Martinez in goals, Young, Konza, Mings, Ludvig Augustinsson, whose picture is there and is a massive spoiler. We have John McGinn, captain, Douglas Luiz, Jacob Ramsey, Bailey, Watkins, and Coutinho. Immediately, I'm worried about energy in midfield. Should I be?
No, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I know McGinn is flavour of the month to be our fall guy, but look around you there. We've got the pace, we've got the power to go and hurt them. I can see McGinn sitting in and helping Louise and letting Ramsey do that running. We've got Bailey out wide, who we'll check in a minute. I'm hoping it's up against Christensen. Did I say Bailey out wide? Coutinho, yep. I hope, is important. Christensen. Watkins through the middle wouldn't be my choice, but he's there. He'll work hard. There's plenty of energy in what he does. The back four is exactly as I would have hoped, and our saviour is still in goal, and everybody is happy.
The bench as well, which is really important. There's some really kind of eye-opening names here as well. We have Robin Olsen. Morgan Sanson makes the bench in the first position, the first bench outfield bench player position. Read into that what you will, because everything has been read into about Morgan Sanson. I jest when I do that. I like to have a little joke about Sanson because there's so much empty words I think about him for and against him, me included as well, that I've just... Sorry, I don't mean to be playful with regards to that, because I know some people take offence to it. Then we've got Paddy's love child, Danny Ings, is in there as well. We've got Emi Buendia. We've got Marvellous Nakamba is making an appearance on the bench. Bednarek, Dendonker, Cameron Archer returns back to the bench. And welcome to first team bench football, Lamar Bogard. I am really interested in Lamar Bogard. I'm wondering, number one, why he's in there, because when you've got Nakamba and Dendonker in there for midfield reinforcements, they've mentioned him as a defensive midfielder time in, time out over the course of the off-season and into this part of the season, has been injured. That's why he hasn't been there. But I do know he can play right back as well, and he can deputise in at centre-half, although I'd be blown away if he would, considering his small stature at this moment in time. Potentially, they're seeing him as a right-back option for this game today, should we need it. And then, obviously, it would give us an option to move Young over to left-back if we needed to, and we would still have those options. So that bench is quite interesting. That bench is quite interesting indeed. Very midfield-heavy again, like we were against Southampton and like we were against Manchester City. But to be honest with you, we've only got a certain amount of first-team players due to the injuries that we've gotten. And look, I'm delighted to see some young talent come in there, the likes of Archer and Bogard.
Yeah. And Bogard has been spoke of very, very highly. I suppose the glaring omission for me is my other love child, Callum Chambers, must be ill or injured, and that's probably why we're seeing...
He's fallen out with Gerrard. They had a massive falling out, and he's now going on loan to some Cypriot team in the third division in Cyprus.
Not Turkey, no?
Isn't there half of Cyprus is Turkish? Half of it is Greek.
Oh, Jesus, be careful with that one.
I know, yeah. Sorry. I think there is. I think it is. My geography isn't the best. People have lost limbs for less than saying that, so I will shut up about the geopolitical situation in Cyprus at the moment. But let's have a look at the Leeds team. Leeds, come along now.
The big thing with Leeds is that we're looking at Christensen. That is, draw a line under it, put a ring around it. That's where we're getting at these today. I think this guy is not quite up to the pace, and I think we can get at him.
So Melia in goals, Pascal Strike, Christensen, Koch, Cooper. Wait a minute, they've got no left back in there. Unless they're playing Christensen left back. Yeah, they are. They looks like they're playing Pascal Strike left back. Okay. Pascal Strike left back, Christensen right back, Koch and Cooper. I think we can get at Liam Cooper. I've been saying it week in, week out. Leeds fans disagree with me. They say that he is the glue to their team. But I've seen us get at him before. And I think Ollie Watkins will like playing up against Cooper. Now, famous last words and all, watch Watkins go and have a stinker, but you know, Llorente isn't there. He's on the bench, and I'm that defensive partnership for me, Strike and Llorente are as as good as the two of them. So it'll be interesting to see that, is what I'm trying to say here. Then what they have is Tyler Adams and Mark Rocca behind Aronson, Sinisterra, Harrison, and then Rodrigo playing up top. The man in form for them comes back in up top. Hopefully he doesn't bang in any goals again. But I'm still worried about that midfield that they have in comparison to the midfield that we have. We're going to concede. Like, if people are going to be annoyed at the fact that we're not going to own possession in the middle of midfield, without telling you how to be a fan and how to support the team, I personally won't be annoyed, because I'm expecting us to concede tons of possession in midfield because of the way that their midfield is set up in comparison to ours. But I'm also expecting us to be better set up in attack, because I think that we're going to attack quicker than Leeds are. Or at least I would hope to, and we need to do that to win the game. Watkins needs to have the game, needs to have another sparkler today, and Coutinho and Bailey need to be influential. Otherwise, we're going to get blown out of this. Yeah.
And I'm hopeful that this game is won and lost on the flanks. I think it's important that we hit them down, like the looks. Look at the likes of Bailey. Look at Coutinho doing damage down the wings. Try and stop us from congesting that midfield area. And there's a lot on the bench. I've an illogical fear of Ayling. I really hate seeing him rock up against us. He always seems to have a good game. Patrick Bamford is in there.
Bamford on the bench, Willie Nanto, Christizio Somerville, who is a real talent, is on their bench, along with Greenwood, Click, Lorente, Junior Firpo, my personal
cash. No easy money today, so.
No, well, it's too welcome to be booked at any time coming off the bench. Luke Ayling and then Klassen as well there on the substitute bench. A nice substitute bench for them. Like, we're talking about us giving young people a chance on the bench, and we're excited about it. Leeds have been doing this since the very first day they set foot into the Premier League 3 years ago, you know. So Leeds have almost mastered this, bringing in the likes of Somerville, Greenwood, even Willie Nanto. I know he's only a young guy, but I know he's only new to the team, but he's still only young. And when he comes on, he's tiny. He's really small, but he's really good. He destroyed Ireland under 21s in a game this year, and he really stood out. Bruno Lange. Sacked.
Is that breaking news, or is that someone making it up?
Let's find out. Let's see. Has Bruno Lange been sacked? Oh, no.
See, bit Bruno of a mad one, that if it is.
Inevitable after such a poor run and such substantial back in the summer. WWFC, more to follow. And that comes from Percy at the back post. At the back post, indeed. I'm not going to put that comment up. Although, by the way, if you haven't listened to any of the music of Fonda, please listen to the music of Fonda. They're a band of Leeds supporters that I happen to know very, very, very well, and they've infiltrated our stream today. They come in peace, I presume. I presume they come in peace. But if you haven't listened to the music of the band Fonda, you're doing music all wrong. Because they're absolutely class. Guys, I'm going to need to run. I'm so sorry. This is an abridged one, as I did mention. We will be back with a post-match review of this game. I'm still excited about this game. I think there's opportunities in this game. As I say, look, Liam Cooper is going to prove me wrong after what I said, but I think that Watkins has had a favourable matchups against him in the past. I think that Christensen-Coutinho-Christensen-Bailey effect is going to be there as well. And, you know, it really depends if Adams and Rocca have that stranglehold on us in midfield, then, you know, that's going to be an issue for us. That's going to be a huge issue. If they're two out muscle and outwork our three in midfield, then they're going to have carte blanche being able to keep five up or keep four up top. And that's going to be a huge issue for us today. So once again, I'm expecting us to concede possession in midfield, try to break a small bit quicker, but we're going to need to be very coherent in that midfield, and we just haven't seen it over the last 20 games for Aston Villa. So hopefully the worm turns in that area today. I'm expecting to see Dendonker come off the bench. I'm expecting to see Buendia off the bench. Hell, we might even see Morgan Sanson off the bench, depending on what way things go. He looks like the direct replacement for McGinn today. So who knows, we can never get in the mind of Steven Gerrard, and you know, so a lot of things he's done recently have really turned me in very every which direction other than for him at the moment. So look, as I say, we'll be back with a post-match review of this game roughly around 6:30. So just on the final whistle, we will jump back on. I don't know if Paddy's available. I might be putting him in for work that he hasn't quite put his hand up for, but I'll be here anyway. We'll chat about that post-match at 6:30. Thank you so much, everybody. I do apologize for being late or having abridged one at this one. If you are looking to get merchandise, almost all Aston Villa merchandise is at 30% off. You'll find the link in our bio below. If you click on that and you use the code BAG30, you'll get 30% off any Aston Villa merchandise. Don't know how long it's going to go, but look, as I say, I'd feel awful if I didn't tell you about it and you wanted to get something. Thanks very much, everybody. Stay safe, stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.